and welcome to the ELR Geek Food Fancast. My name is Mike Soule, and my co-host is...
Vino!
And Vino has been telling me tonight how he's such a great chef, and I'm calling shenanigans on this because I don't believe that Vino, at the age of 15, could possibly be a good chef.
Well, I am. Believe it! I can actually prove it, too, because I can make really good chocolate cakes and Iron Chef winning ribs, but my background in cooking is, other than watching about 100 hours of Food Network a week, I have been to several cooking classes at a restaurant near me that's been featured on Food Network, and I've actually worked in their kitchen a couple times. And recently, because I've done that 2 years ago, but recently I've done an Iron Chef match near me for people 12 to 18 years of age, and I made some really, really good ribs that won first place. So I'm really proud about that. But what I really like to talk about tonight is a chocolate pound cake, which I made for a barbecue a couple weeks back, and it was really, 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 really good. I will post the entire recipe up along with this show, so you won't have to go far to look for the actual recipe. But I will not be saying it here just because of the time that we can spend on this. But what you really want to start with doing is preheat your oven to 350 degrees and butter a 10-cup bun pan. You can use a bigger bun pan, use a smaller bun can, just adjust to your needs. And then you want to butter and flour that bun pan so when you take the cake out, it won't be stuck to the sides. Now, what you want to start off with other than that is you want to sieve the flour, cocoa, and salt to a medium bowl. If you don't have a sieve, you can get away with it with putting it all into the bowl and then mixing it with a whisk. That will get some air into it, but it really helps to get a sieve. Then in a separate medium bowl, you want to whisk the eggs, the egg yolks, the vanilla, and the espresso powder together and set that aside. Then in a heavy-duty stand mixer, or you can actually use a hand mixer if you have one. You want to beat the butter with the paddle attachment on medium speed until it becomes smooth, and then add the sugar a little bit at a time until the butter begins to lighten. And then make sure you scrape it on the sides of the bowl and then beat it again until light and fluffy, just so you make sure you don't get grainy texture with it. Then you want to adjust the mixer or the hand mixer to the lowest setting. If you're using a hand mixer, you might only want to use one paddle on that because you really don't want flour all over your face because you look like a ghost and that's not very good. So after you adjust the mixer speed, you want to add half of the flour mixture at once and wait until the cake completely absorbs all of the flour before adding the rest. And scrape it on the sides of the bowl and beat a medium-high for 30 seconds. Make sure you don't overmix this now because the flour will make a lot of gluten, and gluten equals toughness, and you would really like a tough and flaky cake. And then you want to adjust the speed on your mixer to low speed again, and then add half of the egg mixture and mix until blended and smooth. Then scrape down the sides again and add the rest of the egg mixture until almost completely done. Then you want to take the bowl away from the mixer, and you want to add the chocolate chips and mix them in by hand. Make sure you don't overmix again, and you'll be fine. Then you want to add the cake into the bun pan and bake at 350 degrees for an hour and 10 minutes. After an hour, you want to insert a toothpick and make sure it comes out clean. That means your cake is ready. And after that, you want to set the cake aside for about 10 minutes, which gives you enough time to make the chocolate ganache. Now, if you're not good at making chocolate sauces, which can be a little hard to make because chocolate can easily bubble up on you if you're not really paying attention to it, you can just use a jarred hot fudge sauce or jarred like chocolate syrup. You can use that, but we're going all homemade here, so might as well go all the way with it. Now, for the chocolate ganache, you want to take the rest of your chocolate chips and add them to a metal bowl and set that aside while you boil a medium pot full of water You only need about half a pot of water. That'll give enough heat. And once the water begins to boil, you want to turn the heat really, really low. So it's just barely a simmer, and that will also help you with letting your chocolate not boil into a mess, which isn't very good. So after you start to simmer, you add the metal bowl on top of the pan, or you can use a second pot and put that on top. It's just a lot easier to use your metal bowl. And then add all the chocolate chips and take a whisk to it and just slowly, you can use a whisk, which will add some air to it. You can use a metal spoon for purists, which don't want any heat taken away from it. Or you can use silicone spatula, which will do the same thing. You want to make it really, really slowly until all the chocolate is melted into a thick chocolate sauce, and then add heavy cream a little bit at a time until you go to a ribbon stage, which is where you take your whisk, your spatula, or your spoon, or your hand, and the chocolate falls off in little ribbons from the utensil. And once you're at that stage, you're ready to go. And you want to take your cake and obviously flip it out so you have the nice ridges on top. And you want to just add the chocolate sauce right on top of it. It will look really good for presentation. Everyone will love it. Trust me. It's really good. Now, one problem about this cake is, since it has 3 sticks of butter in it, it will be a little fattening. And if you're Scott Johnson or Brian Dunaway and you have a little chubbiness on you, you might not want to eat all of this cake, just a slice or two. It's really good, and you just can't eat all of it at once.
Wow, man. Just wow. I wonder what the crowd thinks. Oh, they seem to like...
Nice, dude.
Nice. What does everybody think of Scott Johnson? Get. Oh, guys.
I think he's a little chubby.
What do you guys think of Vino? Oh, that's kind of neat. You know?
Woo-hoo.
Well, personally, I like to think of this cake. I've actually made this cake before. I actually have, dude.
Nice.
It's a decent cake, but like I said, it's basically a heart attack in a pan because it's a lot of butter for anybody over the age of like 21 to be eating.
Well, that's why you should only have like one eighth of the cake at once or 1/10. However,
Vino,
you want to, just have one.
We're Americans. We eat entire cakes by ourselves.
Yes.
You should know this.
Well, you need to go barbecue, and then you'll have other people to take it away from you. Or you can be a mean old man and eat in front of your kids while they're sitting
on
the table.
Oh, burn, burn, Vino, burn. Oh, man, Vino, that was a pretty bad joke, I have to admit.
Well, it's better than it's driving me nuts.
Well, I seem to like you, Vino. I love the laugh track that I built into this thing. Anyways, yeah. In case anybody's wondering where those weird sound effects are coming from, I got a radio like laugh track machine going in the background so that I could add like, you know, booing and hissing. There's not actually anybody here if that wasn't completely obvious. But yeah, so I have to agree that it is a really good cake. It's extremely hard on your teeth if you're like me and you have like really bad teeth and like, you know, and you build a little bit of. What?
He's a fatty, if you haven't noticed. He's a little bit of a fatty.
Dude, that was completely uncalled for.
Yeah.
You just insult people, dude. How do you expect to get anywhere in life? The way you insult Scott, you insult Brian, you insult me? No wonder nobody likes you. Good God, man. Good God.
Well, like Scott Johnson, he offends pretty
much
Yes, but
everyone. Scott's funny. That's the difference.
He offends, like... Well, he also has
Dude,
a podcast.
Dude, Fender was awesome. You can listen
Fender
to that?
Radio.
We're getting kind of off topic. Sorry, folks.
Let's go back to
So, back on topic. I promise that's the last time.
All right. Next week on Geek Food Fancast, we will be talking about my Iron Chef winning ribs, which are really good. It's actually an adjusted Alton Brown of Good Eats. It's one of his recipes, but I adjusted it just a little bit so I'd win, and it's really good. Tune in next week.
Oh, believe me, folks. He didn't adjust it so he would win. He adjusted it so that Alton Brown wouldn't sue his ass back to the Stone Age. Anyways, so we'll see you next week. This is Mike Slittle signing off. Chill ya. Go ahead, dude.
This is Nino. John. Which is, in case you don't know, like, Scott Johnson wouldn't know. It's from anime.
I see. That's very interesting.
Goodbye, Japanese. Oh, if you have any questions, if you want to leave some feedback, email us at ERFancast.
Alrighty then, we will see you later, because personally, I'm going to bed. Alright, see you guys later.